Okay, Rabotai, we're learning Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, and as the book started out, we spoke about the Tzelem Elohim. What does that mean to be in the image of Hashem? So we said Tzelem Elohim, Elohim. Why the name Elohim? Because Elohim means all-powerful. He's powerful. He's a creator. And the way God makes the world, he's constantly recreating the world. He created the sun and the moon and all the powers and the malachim. And all these things are also called Elohim. Any power is called Elohim, but Hashem is Elokei ha-Elohim.
Powers of all powers.
So why are we B'Tzelem Elohim? So the Nefesh HaChaim is going to explain, because we are also like Elohim, in the sense that we are also creators. We create also. Every mitzvah that you do, you create a world, you create a malach. Hashem gave a human being an unbelievable power to be a creator. You're B'Tzelem Elohim. Not only are you a creator, you can also be a destroyer. Bar minnan. If you do Averot, God forbid, you're Hores Olamot. So we saw last time, he mentioned that it says in Pirkei Avot, it says, Da ma lema'ala mimcha. So the Pashut Pshat is that what? That you're supposed to think that God is watching you. Everything, you know, God's watching every action. Da ma lema'ala mimcha. But says the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Tanya says the same thing, it's Da ma lema'ala mimcha. You should know that everything that goes on in Shamayim is mimcha. It comes directly from you. And this is why we are called, you are the one that are, you're bone olamot or hores olamot. And that's why we are called B'Tzelem Elohim. So now, this is a very interesting thing he says over here. He says, it's not just the mitzvot that you do, it's the way you speak. It's the machshavot that you have, the thoughts that you have. Everything that a person does in his life, you're playing with the Shamayim. He's going to quote a pasuk later on, Yaakov hevel nachalato. Yaakov hevel nachalato. It's like a rope. A Jew living on this world, you're holding a rope. And the rope goes all the way to Shamayim. And every action that you do, Yaakov hevel nachalato. Only Yaakov, only Bnei Israel can do such a thing. So he says, really, a person should really be somewhat afraid that how much damage you do with your averot. So listen, this is amazing over here. Goyim do not have this power. They can destroy in this world. They can make chilul Hashem in this world. But their actions have no effect on Shamayim. Because their neshamot are not as connected to the upper worlds as Jews are. They have a nefesh. They have a nefesh. You know, when a non-Jew dies, it's not as bad. It's I don't want to say it's like an animal, but because there is Olam Haba for them. There is Olam Haba for them. Should not be publicized. It's just for young Sephardic and the Israelis. Okay, so they do not have an effect on the upper worlds. Okay, listen to this. This is really an amazing thing. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash. Titus destroyed which Beit HaMikdash?
Second.
The second one. So he says, as bad of an act that they performed, they didn't affect the world at all, the upper world, because they have no shoresh. So the thing is like this: we sinned. Am Yisrael sinned in the second Beit HaMikdash, Shinat Chinam, all sorts of sins, and they basically removed the shefa that was coming from Shamayim. It wasn't there anymore. Basically, they were metameh the Beit HaMikdash. And they were metameh the Beit HaMikdash ha'elyon. There's a spiritual Beit HaMikdash that hovers over the physical Beit HaMikdash. Basically, it was the Jews that gave Nebuchadnezzar and Titus the ability to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Ha'mechuvan keneged ha'mikdash el ma'ala, which parallels the upper one. And look what it says in Echa Rabbati, in the Midrash Echa. It says, Kimcha tehina tehinat. Anyone know what that means? Kimcha? Kimcha is kemach. Tehina, that was grinded. Flour that was grinded. Tehinat. You grinded flour that was already ground. Meaning the Jews, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Beit HaMikdash. It was already destroyed. He just destroyed the structure, the edifice of it. It was our sins that destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. And they just destroyed the physical Beit HaMikdash. That's why David HaMelech says, Yivada kemevi lema'ala bitzvoch etz kardumot. David HaMelech asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem should consider the goyim as really having destroyed. He should punish them as if they destroyed the upper worlds also. But he says really the action doesn't do anything. Gam al zot yahirad lev adam me'am kodesh. A Jew should be very fearful. Shu cholad b'tavnito kol hakochot ba'olamot kulam. Besides the fact that you are connected to the world, you yourself have all the olamot in you. We don't understand. You have a holy neshama. We think, okay, I'm just a normal guy. I'm alive, like everyone else. And our neshamot are so holy, it's even higher than the angels. What a Jew can accomplish is even higher than the angels. Our neshamot are very holy. He says, the body that we have is the kodesh v'amikdash ha'elyon. It parallels the mikdash. V'alev shel ha'adam, and the heart, is neged kodesh ha'kodashim. Emtza ha'yishuv. Even shetiyah. Our heart is connected to the Mishkan. Let me read to you a Zohar. I'll read it in Hebrew. Bo ure'e, you should come and see. Kasher bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam ba'olam, when God created man in this world, tiken oto kedugma elyona nichvada. He made him into a very dignified dugma. He gave him a structure, a very dignified structure. V'natan lo kocho v'tokfo b'emtza gufo shesham shore ha'lev. And he gave him all of his koach in his lev. ובאופן זה התקן הקדוש ברוך הוא את העולם ועשו גוף אחד, והלב שורה באמצע שהוא תוקפו של כולם, והכל תלוי בו. Everything relies on the heart. The heart is the seat of the body. והאחד מקיף לבית קודש הקודשים. Well, it's really both. It's really both, but for some reason the heart takes precedence. ששם שכינה וקבלת וקרובים הארון, וכאן הוא הלב שכל הארץ העולם וכאן ניזונים. The same way the heart gives sustenance to everything, so too the Jew also gives sustenance to the whole world. Imken, he says, now that this is the Nefesh HaChaim talking here, he says, if God forbid a person thinks something that he should not be thinking, b'ni'uf, rahman al-itzam, a person thinks a very disgusting thought, okay? Harehu machniz zona. It's as if you're bringing a zona. Because your brain, your heart, your neshama, it's like the Beit HaMikdash. It's connected to the Mikdash HaElyon. So if a person thinks a thought that he shouldn't be thinking, it's as if you're bringing a zonah to Kodesh HaKodashim. It's the same thing. U'magbir rachmana nisan kochot ha-tum'a v'asitra ahara bet kodesh ha-kodashim ha-elyon. He says the damage that you do is even worse than Titus, what Titus did. Titus brought a zonah in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKodashim. That's the worst. I mean, is there a worse sin? You can imagine bigger Hilul Hashem. And when a Jew just thinks about it, it does more damage in Shamayim than what Titus did. Now the point over here is not to scare everyone. It is a little bit.
Was it a purposeful thought or just a thought that?
If you have a sinful thought,
that you're thinking, or is it like your Yetzer Hara telling you?
Yes, Steve. This thought itself.
Basically, listen. We mentioned last time the Baal Shem Tov. Sometimes God sends you thoughts.
Yeah.
He sent the thought. So the question is, what do you do with that thought? If you push it away and you learn Torah, you bring so much kedusha to yourself, you're a tzaddik elyon. Okay? Seriously, if you think a bad thought and you just push it out of your mind, you're in control of your mind, that's only between you and Hashem. No one will ever know what you did. It's a mitzvah that you do that it's just for between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll never get any kavod for it because no one knows. You can tell people about it, then you're crazy, right? You're not going to gain anything. That shows real Yirat Shamayim. The true Yirat Shamayim is when you control your mind. When you control your mind, sometimes Hashem does send a thought to you. It also depends. The Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen says, if someone sinned in their life by seeing things that they should not have seen, by thinking things they should, by doing things that they should not have done, so you have to do teshuvah for it. So you're not supposed to put yourself in the same situation, God forbid. So says Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen, what God does the job for you. He sends you the thoughts, so you do teshuvah. And each time you throw away the thought, Hashem erases your avon. Now he might do it as many times. We don't know how Hashem does it, but he's basically giving you the opportunity to do teshuvah. So Rabbi Tzadok says, a person shouldn't say, oh, look what a tameh I am, how bad I am. Look at the thoughts that I have. He says you should think the opposite. Hashem is giving you the bracha of teshuvah. And he says that's why you'll see the greater you get, and when you're going higher madrigot, all of a sudden you think something very bad. Or you see something very bad, God forbid. And he says Hashem is giving you the opportunity to do teshuvah. Because every time you have to go to a new madriga, you have to be tested on that which you already accomplished. And you always have to do teshuvah. Your whole life you have to do teshuvah. The way we walk
every
in the street, we're Briya Hadasha. But this is an amazing thing. The mere thought does damage. That's one of the key points I want to stress today, that we don't realize. We don't understand. We don't see what difference does it make. We're only going to understand later on. The Rambam says, you mentioned the Gemara, it says, Kashim, Hirhure Avera, Yotem Migufo Shel Maaseh. The rabbi is saying,
because this, when somebody